Miz is just on point with these old WWE theme songs today.
You know, if you keep saying that, they're going to write us a letter and tell us to stop.
I hope they do.
I was waiting for it.
It means they're listening.
Yes.
It means they're joining the playground.
That's right. That's what we want. Jeff Childs in the host chair of the playground with you this morning. Tony O to my right. Jay-Z to my left. Matt Missler, the playground acolyte himself, doing a great job on the ones and twos. And now it's time for our weekly guest here Sunday morning on the playground. We welcome in team writer for 247 Wolverine, Isaiah Hull. Isaiah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Glad to have you on to break down Michigan's huge win over Penn State yesterday. They looked very dominant on all sides, all phases of the ball. And we sort of started out the show, Isaiah, with talking about the Michigan defense. What were some of your impressions after that game, and specifically looking at the way the linebackers and the defensive line put pressure on McSorley?
Well, what was amazing to me in rewatching the game a little bit here was that it doesn't necessarily seem like, you know, yeah, they were bringing pressure, but they didn't seem like they had to bring the house all the time just to be able to get in the backfield and to really be able to pressure McSorley. I mean, they got six sacks on McSorley, and a lot of those times it was just a guy breaking through and making a move. And, you know, you saw that a lot with Chris Wormley and Maurice Hurst were the two guys that really came to the front of my thoughts there, but they've done just such a great job, and I feel like they're getting a better job at defending the spread. Now, Penn State's not an up-tempo spread like we saw the last 2 weeks, but at the same time, they've got all those same concepts. They, you know, would try to go a little bit faster, and much like Don Brown had said in, during the week, they wanted to be very multiple on the defense, and they wanted to show different looks, and You saw them going freeze quite a bit, the quarterback looking over to the sideline for a play to try to counteract what they were seeing. And that's a lot of because what you were able to see the defensive line be able to do and, you know, the linebackers. Ben Gedeon had another monster day. I don't think he's getting talked about enough, and just what he's been able to do and how much he's able to go sideline to sideline.
Yeah, for sure. We mentioned him a little bit off the start of the show, but Isaiah, you make a great point about teams want to make adjustments, right? Specifically, offenses want to make adjustments. And Penn State just simply wasn't able to do that. Michigan showed so many sets. They showed so many. They gave Penn State so many looks that even if Penn State wanted the audible, they wanted to change something on the fly. McSorley just didn't have the wherewithal to do that because he didn't have time to prepare for that rush in this one.
No, and what's happening with the defense, I feel, for Michigan is what you saw last year with the offense, in that even though Don Brown didn't come from the NFL, you know, the offensive staff is pretty much an NFL staff. And you heard a lot of coaches last season talk about how it was impossible to prepare for the Michigan offense because they had so many different looks and they installed so many different plays on a week-in, week-out basis. You're starting to see that same thing with the defense where they have so many different, you know, plays and looks and formations in their repertoire that it's really becoming more and more impossible for teams to prepare for. And I don't think we've even seen the half of it yet. I think they've kept things pretty base for the season, you know, and we're going to start seeing more of it as we, you know, ramp up the schedule and see, you know, against Wisconsin this next week.
We're talking to Isaiah Hull here today this morning on WTK's Playground. He's the team writer for 247 Wolverine. You can follow him on Twitter at Isaiah Hull. That's I-S-A-I-A-H Hull. You can also read his great work on Michigan.247sports.com. And Isaiah, you bring up a great point about just what Michigan's able to do, what they're able to show other teams, whether it's offense or defense. And I really got that impression, too, that Michigan was kind of toying with Penn State. It kind of reminded me a little bit of the analogy of like a boxing match, but where one boxer is dominating, they're throwing jab after jab, but they don't have to land that knockout punch. Michigan didn't have to show that. They didn't have to show everything. They didn't have to throw the kitchen sink at Penn State in this game. They held a lot back, and I think we'll see some of those different looks, whether it's defensively or in the passing game downfield, once we get into games like the Wisconsin game coming up.
Oh yeah, and the impression I've gotten over the last couple weeks, especially with all the complaints about the from the fan base as a whole about the last week it was the passing game from that bad first quarter, and the week before it was the run game after they, you know, it pretty much, not even pretty much, they completely dominated UCF to that point. I feel like they've been just kind of tinkering a little bit, you know, like they're working out. They've had a very favorable schedule, as people have pointed out, coming into the season, and they've been able to kind of tinker quite a bit with what they're doing. And, you know, the fact that they've been able to be so dominant in somewhat of a base formation on both sides of the ball has been pretty just unbelievable. When you consider most of these wins here, with the exception probably being Colorado, since they had to come back, have been blowout victories that have been relatively unspectacular. They haven't necessarily had to show you a lot, and it hasn't necessarily been a good time romp, so you could say, just for the sake of, they haven't done anything really to show much fireworks. They've been kind of just slow and steady, and oh, by the way, they put up 49 points. And it's been the same way on the defensive side of the ball as well. They've been able to do a lot of things without necessarily having, you know, that big play that changes everything.
Yeah, it's like we said, Michigan has scaled back. They've dialed back on a few things. And I get the sense that if you're a fan sitting in the stands, you're like, well, Michigan is putting up buku points in these games. But like you said, they're not really breaking out the big play. They're not having, I guess, other than the Peppers return last week, that one explosive play in every game. So you're not, I guess, if you're sitting there in the stands watching, you're not elated, but you're also not underwhelmed or down in the dumps, you might say, watching Michigan play. But I think they have a lot left to show us. And looking on the offensive side of the ball, Isaiah, we talked a little bit about it at the start of our show about the variety in the Michigan rushing attack. What were you hearing post game yesterday about the number of backs Michigan used in this game, how they used them, and where they see things in the future?
Well, they've got that deep stable, and it's going to continue to actually hit deeper because Drake Johnson looking like he's going to be able to return relatively shortly. He dressed yesterday for the first time all season. But what we've, you know, heard is that this is the intention, is to be able to show different looks. And the good news for Michigan now, and this is something that fans have been waiting to hear for the, you know, last really decade just about, is they're back to using these power and man concepts. And that's been exciting to see, is they got 325 yards yesterday, and it was pretty much entirely with these power concepts. Devian Smith, you know, he got 12 carries, 111 yards. Teron Higdon, 81 yards on 9. Ty Isaac got 34 yards on 11 carries. Like, these are, they're playing the kind of football that everyone wanted to see out of Michigan when you call it Michigan football. And they're just going to continue to rotate. And if someone gets a hot hand, they're going to probably, you know, hand them the ball a few more times, much like they gave Devian Smith the bulk of the carries. But they don't want defenses to get comfortable, because they have different guys that can do different things across the board. And I shouldn't even leave out Khalid Hill, who he didn't get the ball that often, but he got a touchdown, and he's, you know, the quintessential power guy there from the fullback position. So they're going to show teams a lot of different things that they have to try to defend, you know. And they have, on top of that, you know, Chris Evans, Jehu Chesson, and Eddie McDoom all can run that jet sweep. They can all be those speed option guys, and it's going to become increasingly hard to defend as the season goes along and they continue to really hone their playbook.
Some great points from Isaiah Hole. You can read his work at michigan.247sports.com. Isaiah, appreciate you coming on the Playground this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you for having me.
That was Isaiah Hole talking with us here on the Playground, WTK's Playground. I'd like to thank everybody for their help on the show today. For Tony O, for Jay-Z, for the Miz himself on the other side of the glass, we'd like to say thank you for listening this morning on WTK's Playground on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.